some of the taps are removed in winter time because of freezing and stuff like that, or turned off. Generally, they're turned off, but this time the taps were removed, and I feel, you know, it's a massive shame, because obviously homeless and houseless people have now no access to water at all along the seafronts, and a lot of people do rely on them. And Planning Council know that people, homeless and houseless people, use those taps, as from the last lockdown we were locked in the car park down at Westbrook. The reason saying we were staying still was because of COVID and the government saying we needed to stay still. And obviously with the washing, we needed quick access to water. So we stayed down in the car park in Westbrook. So Thanet Council and the welfare team are well aware that people use those taps. And I just find it a bit of a disgrace that the taps have been turned, not turned off, the taps have been taken away to stop people accessing water.
Do you say, because I think you said before, because obviously you've been living out of your van for about 4 years, so you kind of were well-versed in the area and that way of life. And am I right in thinking that the Westbrook taps are normally just left there for the winter so you can still access them?
Yeah, the Westbrook taps have always been left, well, I say always, have been in the last 4 years been left on in the winter. That's generally where we go and get our waters, and a lot of other people do get their water there as well.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a massive shame. So it leaves limited areas, especially at the time, the crisis as it is, and we're in lockdown. We are now not allowed to go and visit family members, which is where we normally fill water, and a lot of other people do as well. A lot of people use it as a stop, you know, to fill your waters. But you are no longer allowed to go to your family members to fill your waters. So we were a bit of a loss as to how we're meant to do that. Obviously, people will say, why don't you go to Tesco's and buy your water? And yeah, that's absolutely fine, feasible for drinking, you can do that. But when you're wanting to do, you know, wash your clothes and wash your body, you need a bit more than a bottle of water. It takes me 20 litres to do a load of washing and 10 litres to rinse. And I don't know. You just tend to learn the value of water when you carry every single drop. So it's not like we're being wasteful or leaving taps on or anything like that. It's, you know, just human need, especially at this crisis, to get water and get clean.